Hello everyone and welcome to this very first episode of Property Mastery Incubator podcast. I am excited to get this started and appreciate your support. This podcast is going to be part of a larger community that we are building to educate everyone around various aspects of buying and investing in property. There is also a Facebook group associated with the same mission, and that is also called Property Mastery Incubator. Feel free to look that up and send us a joining request. So now it is time for today's topic and message. What I want to point out to today and want everyone to understand is that while property is a great tool to create wealth, and at least I believe it is the greatest of all for various reasons, still a lot of people either never get started or start too late or fail to go beyond one or two properties in their lifetime. Now, one main reason for this, I believe, is that they fail to realize that while you can have a long-term goal or an intended outcome from your property purchases and investments, you can never have a long-term plan or a set strategy that can keep working in helping you to achieve multiplying your portfolio. I know it is a pretty powerful statement, so stay with me on this. Here is what I mean by this. You can have in your mind where you want to get to in X number of years with your property investments, and the most common strategy people use is buy and hold. And there is nothing wrong with it, but the problem with buy and hold is that it relies heavily on organic market growth. And it does not serve the purpose for ambitious investors who want to keep multiplying their portfolio time and time again. So when it comes to deploying the strategies that let you keep multiplying your portfolio, a big challenge comes when the market does not perform to your expectations, or something that you have not accounted for hits you. And mind you, the market is not here to perform to your expectations. It is your responsibility to work around the conditions that the market presents to you time to time. Now, trust me, no matter what, no one can predict the markets with 100% accuracy. The most that people can do is have the best guess. Other challenges that people face is running out of their borrowing capacity or loan serviceability. So, have you ever thought about adjusting your approach and strategy if the things are not going your way in the future? And that is why I said you can have a long-term goal, but you cannot have a long-term plan or strategy that keep performing for you throughout. So what is the solution? Well, you have to be prepared in advance to adjust your strategy to suit the market conditions in order to achieve the outcome or growth or income that you want from your investments in property. And if at the time of buying a property, you haven't thought about different things that you can do with it, if the need arises in the future, then you're not making a decision that is in your best interest. At the time of buying the property, you have to investigate and realize what different potentials it may have that you can act upon and execute when and if the time comes in the future. Now, these potentials must add value, or in other words, manufacture equity into the property that can then be used to make further investments to let you keep multiplying your portfolio as a part of your long-term goal. The different future potentials that you can look for at the time of buying can be things and strategies like, if a property can benefit from a simple renovation in the future, can a secondary dwelling or a granny flat be added in the future, can it be converted into a rooming house or micro apartments that can be rented out separately to multiple tenants to increase your income, or can it be subdivided to create a free piece of land, or maybe put another dwelling into the subdivision to either sell it off or rent it out. You can also look at if it can be used as a short-term rental for Airbnb and similar services. If it is a commercial property, then look for the potential to increase the number of tenancies in it. Multiple tenancy properties that can be strata titled to create equity and to manufacture some equity into it. Multiple tenancy properties can also be subdivided, and part of these properties can be sold off to create larger chunk of cash. Or if it is freestanding shop, then you can also look into the possibility of adding a residential or an office space on top of the shop. So in a nutshell, I would say that at the time of buying a property, you must look for options that you may have in the future to add value to it in a way that your long-term plan of keep multiplying your portfolio does not get hindered. A lot of people will be like, where do we find such properties and do they even exist? So let me tell you that there is heaps of such opportunities all over Australia. It just takes a lot of research, market study, and heaps of experience with obviously ample of legwork to find those. We will discuss on how to identify these properties in the coming episodes for sure. So I will now wrap this up here for today with a promise to bring more insightful topics in the future that can add value to your knowledge base around buying and investing in properties. And if there is a topic or an aspect of this whole process that you want me to cover in the future episodes, then do not hesitate to shoot me a message. And to become a part of our learning community, look up on Facebook for Property Mastery Incubator and send us a joining request. Bye for now. Thank you.